Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. All right, let's talk about attics, basements, sheds, storage rooms, storage lockers that you buy that are outside of your house, you know, those places that you can rent storage space. Two people have suggested that I should talk about this, and actually, I've been talking about this a lot on podcasts, and it's something that has been weighing on me as well. I'll read what they've said. Talk about the junk found in storage, basements, garage. I'm at that awkward stage where I've been through the challenge once, fixed most of the disaster areas, set up basic systems, but I still have too much stuff. Luckily, I have a basement to put that stuff into, but... And then another person says, I'm thinking that if all that stuff is sitting in the basement for so long, then you're not making money anyways. So instead of waiting for the long distance day when you sell it, you might as well donate it and enjoy the feeling of a less cluttered basement right away. I agree. But I know it is easier to say than it is to do. And lately, I just have this urge to have nothing in my storage room. I'll tell you, my very first organizational challenge for myself in January 2012, when I couldn't find anything in my kitchen, was to start organizing my storage room. I know, it makes no sense, right? But I always start in the storage room. And if we're going to organize a whole house in Cincinnati, our team always starts in the storage room because you put the things in the storage room that you aren't ready to get rid of yet, but you don't really need it now, and you're saving it just in case. So that's essentially what a storage room is for the most part. You also put holiday decorations down there, memories, mementos, heirloom things, but mostly it's stuff that you don't want to get rid of yet. Right now, as I'm thinking of my very own storage room, which I cannot believe this is still in there, we've lived here 20 years. There is a filing cabinet that came with the house, one of those metal filing cabinets, and in each drawer are all the things that go with pets, fish to be specific, aquariums and little fish rocks and fish filters and fish fake plants and all of that. Everything you would need to set up a hermit crab habitat. And I'm like, why do we still have this? We haven't had fish in years. If we have fish, we'll buy a new fish tank like we always do, even though we have one in the basement. I mean, we're not going to reuse this stuff, but yet it's down there because we have the space and just in case. A lot of the things in the storage room that I've gotten rid of over the last year, I talk about in the mindset of organization, things that I had from my high school and college days that I just hadn't gotten around to getting rid of it yet. So when you go down in the basement, the storage room, number one, who has time for this? Seriously, who sets aside a whole day to go through their storage room? Like, you have to give up some other fun things like watching Grey's Anatomy in order to do that. Although, here's a tip. I would always take one of those portable DVD players down into my storage room, and I would put in my favorite movies so they would be playing in the background. Like, I particularly like to organize my storage room while watching the movie Hitch, Father of the Bride, Fletch, like any of those good old shows that you used to watch, like when you were in high school and college, that you could say all of the lines from the beginning, like Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation. Don't even get me started. My sister and I could do the whole thing for you without any DVD playing from start to finish, including all the credits. Like, we know this movie so well. So I'll put that on, or I'll put on good music, and I'll go down there and I'll start organizing. The benefit of organizing those spaces is you usually get some quick wins. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that we are storing all of the empty boxes of the last five computers that we've owned. So when we go into storage rooms, we're able to get rid of a lot of boxes quickly and start to see some progress right away. Also, what I notice in storage rooms a lot is that you store things in any container that you have, a box, a bin. They weren't bought all at the same time. So they aren't uniform. And you store things as you take them down in your house. I'm sure you have had, like I have had, where in February you realize, didn't get that winter decoration taken down. So now you just kind of put it in the basement, but it's not exactly in with all the other holiday decorating items. Or maybe you don't find that box. A lot. What I'm finding a lot with our clients right now is they have winter holiday decorations that they bought in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, but we don't decorate with as much stuff as we used to. Pretty much on the whole, very few people's houses like mine that you used to walk into that it was like Christmas threw up in there. Like that's what my house used to be like when we bought it. I've gone to much more minimalistic holiday decorating. And I noticed that even with my friends or family members who their house was equally the same. They had like an overabundance of holiday decorations. They don't put them up anymore, but they didn't get rid of them. So those holiday decorations are still in the basement, but they haven't gotten rid of them. And that's on an upcoming podcast. But what do we do when we get down there? Because here's the thing. If you're in a storage room, if you're in an offsite storage locker, if you're in an attic, you have this space to save this stuff. It's not like you are clearing out your family home and going to get the storage locker. You already have it. Like you already have it. You're already in it. You already own this space and you own this stuff. And it is just so much harder to get rid of stuff that you already own than if you were moving. Like if you were moving, you would get rid of so much more than if you're just going through the boxes in that space. So I've been thinking about this for a while. And one of the things that we've started doing when we organize storage rooms, which we do a lot, like I would say 30% of the time we do the homeowner's storage areas. One of the things that's been really successful for us is to go ahead and buy new bins and new bookshelves. My favorite ones are Home Depot has these plastic put it together bookshelf things that will hold a lot of weight and they come in two depths. They come 24 inches deep or 18 inches deep. They're super light, easy to get in your car, easy to bring home, easy to assemble, yet they hold a lot of weight. So if you're going to put things that are heavy on the shelves, they'll be okay. They can withstand the weight. And they're five shelves high. So you have four shelves to put bins on and then you have the top of the bookshelf. But if you're in a space that has a low ceiling, or like I put them in my shed also, you don't have to assemble the bookshelf all the way up to the fifth level. Like sometimes I'll assemble two levels right next to each other. So I have lower bookshelves with bins. So they're very versatile, not expensive. I think it's $40 for the smaller one and $50 for the bigger one. Totally great price point. Easy to move to a new location. If you're moving to a new location, definitely what I would suggest if you're going to put them in a storage locker that is offsite. Then the only downfall to these type bookshelves versus the adjustable metal ones, which are much heavier and harder to assemble, is that you have to make sure that you get storage bins that will fit on the shelf. Now, I buy mine usually at Walmart because it's the best price. You can also get them at Home Depot, Lowe's, and I totally drew a blank. But any of those stores, Target. With the ones that Target will have on sale every holiday, that size will fit on the Home Depot shelves. You just want the regular clear bin that usually has a colored lid to it. You don't want the super big monster bins. Now, I like this because you're able to see what's inside of the bin and it's not too heavy to lift. Like even when I cram it full of stuff, I can lift it up on that top shelf and it's a manageable bin size. It's easy to carry upstairs without hitting the walls. It's easy to have a teenager help you carry stuff. The bins aren't too cumbersome. So I love to do that. Now, it's an investment of about $100 to $120 per shelf with all the bins that you need in order to do that. But I remember when I did that in my basement, I bought three sets of the shelves and all of the uniform bins. Then I had to move my stuff. It's almost like moving without moving. I had to move everything that I had stored in big bulky bins or boxes or whatever was in my storage room into these nice pretty bins. And as I did it, I was able to say, okay, I'm only going to have, I had two bins for fall. Now I only have one. I'm only going to have one bookshelf with 10 bins in it for Christmas. That's what I decided. I'm now down to 8 bins because each year I call those, as I'm going to tell you how to do. I have one bin for like spring, summer, Easter-y type stuff. And I have two bins for snowmen because I love snowmen. So that's how I decided to do it. And I moved all of my holiday decorations into those bins. Okay, I'm just going to add this into this. There's no reason to have another podcast for this. So It is close to Christmas and Hanukkah if you celebrate either of those, if you're listening to this real time. So your challenge this year is, because people are asking me, how do I store holiday decorations? Your challenge is whatever you don't put out for decorating. Like, we're celebrating Halloween soon. Like, if you have Halloween stuff and it doesn't go in your yard and in your house, you have to get rid of it. Okay, you don't have to get rid of it. Like, I'm not going to show up at your house. But just tell yourself, like you're not using it. It's Halloween and you're not putting it out. Why are you not putting it out? If you're not putting it out this year, you probably didn't put it out last year. You're not going to put it out again. Like, if you're listening to this real time and you haven't put it out and it's the middle of October, take that stuff over to Goodwill right now. Somebody else would really like it and they'll put it out. Or donate it to your kid's school if they do some big fall thing. Like, I have a client that has these gigantic big spiders. You know who you are. You've got to get rid of those if they're not at your new house. They're huge. Like, they're scary. But they would be so much fun for, you know, a school or a zoo or someone else to put out that actually decorates this way at all of the holidays. So donate it. Same thing with your holiday decorations. I always decorate our house for Christmas the week of Thanksgiving, usually on Monday. I don't wait until Friday. So I can enjoy my decorations longer because I love it. But if you're not decorating the current house you live in like you decorated the past house or like you did 10 years ago, once you're done decorating, which all of your decorating, my new thing is, should get done in a day. Like, I used to take a whole week. No, now it's a day. Turn on the music in the morning. I make the hot chocolate. I decorate all day long. Anything that doesn't get done, I'm done. Like, that way it's enjoyable for me and not like this big task. So when you're done decorating your house for the holidays, everything that did not get put up, I'm going to encourage you to donate. Donate to a school, a church. You know, there are a lot of times if you have trees, I know a lot of people who used to put up multiple Christmas trees and now they just put up one, but if they have these great fake pre-lit trees in their basement, there are definitely organizations that would love those, or people who've moved into your area that weren't able to bring their Christmas tree, or they just found out their kid, like me, is allergic to real trees and now they need a fake tree. Put it on Facebook. Somebody will come over and pick it up the next day. It's out of your storage room and you have what you use and you love. If you're really feeling like you're hearing this and you're saying, oh my gosh, like, I can't get rid of that. That costs $100. Or I might want to use it in a future home someday. Or my kid who's 15, when they move out and they have a house someday, they might want to have that tree in their house. So I'm going to save it for them. I'm going to tell you to get rid of it. Because the odds of your 15-year-old 7 years from now wanting the tree that's in your basement, maybe. But haven't you noticed the trees kind of change over time? Like, the shape of them and the size of the bulbs that are on there. And they're going to want new stuff too. And stuff doesn't cost what it used to cost. Like, when you bought that tree and it was $150 or whatever it is, how much is it now? Is it less? Is it more? I know they don't make things the way they used to, but what is that costing you? Having these extra trees in your basement for one day your kids might need them, or anything else that you're saving that your kids might someday, one day want. If you're looking at someone in your family wanting or using these items within 18 months, then okay. If it's not costing you money to store them, all right, save it for them. But it's 5-10 years from now, no, just get rid of it. You'll be able to rebuy it, or maybe they won't even want it. Like, if you look at the Gen Z, which is now in high school, like my kids are, they're even less into stuff than the millennials, if you can imagine that. And millennials aren't even really into stuff. But Gen Z, like my son, if you give him a backpack with his electronics and some underwear, I think he's good for the rest of his life. Like, he's just not a stuff person, and he's sentimental. My daughter doesn't have a lot of stuff either. Like, they have both learned that they'd rather have less stuff and be able to keep their rooms organized. And they came to that conclusion on their own. So I don't see them leaving this house and then saying, okay, now we want to have everything. I think they'll probably live in smaller houses than we did. Everything is moving towards less. So don't save things that your kids might need 5, 10, 15 years from now, especially if it's something you could go buy at Walmart. Don't save it. Go ahead and donate it. So I think that's one thing. Like, if you're not using it, especially the holiday decorations, I would say I got rid of probably 50%. Because I just wasn't decorating that way anymore. There's a lot you could get rid of in that area. I've already talked at length about things you're saving, like if you're saving kids' school clothes. So here's another great thing. They're saying, well, if you're not going to get rid of it and you're not going to sell it, I had a friend, she has six kids, and she said, I'm going to have a garage sale. I'm like, okay, great. And I didn't know it, but she was only selling kids' clothes. Maybe she sold other stuff, but she told me about the kids' clothes. And she had the first garage sale and she made $200. And I was like, great, that's great. Well, she had two more garage sales. She announced it to her friends at church, and then she also had another garage sale the next weekend. And overall, she made $700, which is awesome. Like, that's a lot of money. Like, that's worth it, right? She said she sold everything for $1 a piece. Didn't matter if it was this nice, you know, church dress or if it was play clothes. It was all $1 a piece, which meant she sold 700 pieces of children's clothing. That is a lot of children's clothing. So if part of you is saying, well, it's worth money and I could sell it someday, but I'm not, so I donate it, but you really wouldn't mind having the money. Like, who wouldn't mind having the money, right? If you're listening to this real time, it's October. This is a great time of year pretty much everywhere in the world. I don't know my geography very well, but I don't think anybody's in the dead of summer or winter, right? Like, aren't we all in spring and summer right now? You're either in spring or you're in fall. So this is great garage selling weather no matter where you are. Put a sign in the yard. Put a table out. Move all the clothes out there. See if you can get $1 a piece and then put the rest in your car and take it to a donation center. Put it on Facebook, you know, that you're having a garage sale. Find somebody else who's having a garage sale. Bring your stuff there. Just put $1 a piece on everything. Wouldn't you like another $200? And then it's out of the basement. Sometimes when you have something like that that you can do, then it helps you empty out the basement faster and get over the fact that you're not going to get the $15, $20, $30 that the item is actually worth. But you've gotten something and you've moved it out. I'm looking at what you guys said on here. Okay, so that is clothing that's down there. Then we have holiday decorations that are down there. Then we have household supplies that are down there. I have paint. You have extra carpeting, wallpaper samples, all this stuff. That, just take it out, get rid of it. I have one remnant of carpet. Why do you need more than one remnant of carpet? That's all you need. And furthermore, somebody tell me, but I've never used a remnant of carpet to fix the carpet, which I might need to do because I have this dog that keeps chewing on different parts of the carpet. But I look at it and I go, I don't understand how a remnant's going to fix that anyway. I think I'm just going to have to replace the carpet because I also have teenagers. So, you know, usually you just replace the carpet. You don't fix it. But keep the one remnant if you want. I have a remnant of linoleum too for whatever reason, and a couple extra ceramic tiles for the bathroom ceramic tile, and a couple extra strips of that Pergo flooring for our kitchen flooring. But I don't have boxes and boxes and boxes of it. I just have a couple of each, a small remnant of each. If you need more than a couple of pieces of wood to fix your flooring somewhere, you probably need to get new flooring. So you don't have to keep enough that you could fix half of it, right? So keep a small amount. I've also gotten really good at just getting rid of paint, because what I notice is I don't do touch-up. Like, sometimes I do, but it never looks right. So I end up repainting it anyway. So I got rid of the majority of our paint downstairs as well. And if you don't know what room it goes to, for sure, definitely get rid of it. So what else do you have in your basement? Old picture frames. I've already talked about that. I'm trying to think what I find in other people's basements. Oh, luggage. There's lots of luggage in basements. So pretend you're going on a trip for the holidays and you need to pack up the whole house. What are you going to take? What I've noticed about a lot of the luggage in other people's houses, and what I noticed in my own when we went to Florida this year, is the luggage is too big. Like, when I would fill it with stuff, it was over the weight limit. And then you had to pay extra when you traveled. And when I used to travel to Florida by car, I would pack everything in laundry baskets and deluxe utility totes from 31. I didn't use suitcases because it was easier to pack stuff and to carry stuff not in suitcases. So think about that. How much suitcases are you keeping? You could pare that way down. And then there's mementos. And I'm going to get into this in another podcast. Pictures and little figurines and things from your wedding that you never actually even opened and used, which was 20 years ago, which I know that is a lot of people. And they're usually in storage rooms, boxes from the last time you moved that you never opened. So give yourself a gift, open those boxes and see what it is. Maybe it's something you've been looking for a long time. Or it's paper. A lot of times you put paper in the storage room that you just don't want to deal with. How I would suggest you deal with that is bring one box at a time up to your family room or your kitchen area and go through it. So go down, get a box of paper, bring it up to the family room, go through it, go back, get another box. Even if you only do one box a week, that's plenty. Just do one box a week. The other thing about bringing it up to the family room and the kitchen and out of the basement or the garage or the storage room or wherever you have it is, you look at it differently when you're in a different space. So if you're in the storage room and you're cleaning up and you're moving stuff around, well, this is all the stuff that goes in the storage room anyway. So it's really no big deal if you just straighten it up and smush it all together in nicer bins. But if when you're decorating for Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, and you bring every single Christmas decoration up to your family room, decorate your house, and then whatever is left over either has to go back down or to donation, you're going to be much more likely to donate it because it's not in the storage room right now. Because you have to carry it somewhere, either to your car to donate it or to the basement to put it away, you might as well carry it to your car. But if you just pull out of the basement what you need as you're decorating, and then you're down in the basement and you're looking at four big tubs of things that you didn't use to decorate for the holidays, and you have to drag them upstairs and into your car to donate them, you're much less likely to do it because it's just easier to put the lids on, stack them up in the corner because, well, they're in the storage room anyway. Maybe next year I'll use them and maybe down the line the kids will need them. So bring it out. Bring it out of that storage area. Go ahead, go down there, organize it, put in some shelving if you don't have shelving, get new bins if you want, and do your organizing down there. But then bring one bin at a time or one box at a time upstairs and go through it in the main area of your house and not in storage and see what else you can get rid of. All right, you guys, if you have not filled out the survey yet, I would love for you to go to the Facebook group or the Facebook page and find the Organize 365 survey I'm running right now. I'm just about to end the survey on Sunday. And if you're not on my newsletter list, I would love for you to sign up. Go to organize365.com/newsletter, and then you would have gotten the survey right in your email inbox. Have a great week. I'll see you next Friday.